See, there's internal leadership and external leadership. Many times people see me on the stage and all that. I'm the external guy. So I'm out there in front. But it's Sharon and Kim who are behind the scenes leadership that make the whole thing work. So when, you know, when we do something, you know, product is delivered, you know, bills are paid and all this. And I realized that Sharon might have that ability. On top of that, then Kim, you know, said, now that we've built this game, it was starting to come out. We had already had it in production now about 6 months later. We have this product that nobody wants. We can't sell it. Everybody says it's too hard. So we look at communications or sales on the BI triangle. At this point, I said, boy, we're in trouble. So how are we going to get communications out? And what did you do? We went to talk to Mike Lechter about the patent again, right?
Right. And Robert had been working on this book at the time, was called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And he had it in his computer. He'd actually been working on it for almost 2 years, and it was in pieces. And Robert was on a trip, and he said to me before he left, he said, I need to find someone to help me finish writing this book, someone to pull it all together. So I had a meeting with Mike Lechter. And it was funny because I was on my way there, and knowing how much Mike Lechter charges, I really didn't have anything to discuss with him because I was pretty much up to date with everything. But I almost called him on the cell phone and canceled the meeting, but I said, no, let's go ahead, go to the meeting, which I did. And for some reason, I still don't know why, I turned to Mike at one time and I said, Mike, do you know anybody who can write? I need someone to help Robert finish this book. And he goes, yes, Sharon. She helped me write my book. And so then the relationship took a whole nother turn because now Sharon and Robert got together and completed Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
And the reason we created Rich Dad, Poor Dad was, you look at the BI triangle, was the communication side. We needed to explain what the game was about because when we showed people the game, the first thing that comes up is Monopoly. Then they get into the game and they find out this is not Monopoly. This game is a little bit tougher than that because it's full-blown accounting. So I said to Sharon, I said, okay. And by this time, I founded her mission, her passion for teaching, and we were on the same mission. And I was thinking, she might be the person, you know, she might be the CEO we need. And this is about probably October 1996, I think.
That's correct. We finally had
the game out. We're trying to sell it. Nobody wants to buy it because it's too hard, it's too expensive. So I said, we got to have a book so we can communicate the value of this game. And so that was about October 1996. And I gave Sharon, she said, where is it? And I showed you my Apple Macintosh computer. And how many pages was it in that?
It was so funny. We decided that the book would actually operate as a brochure for the game. And so you deliver the book to me, and it was actually over 800 pages, and it was pretty comical because we wanted this brochure, and certainly 800 pages is a little longer than a brochure. So what we did was many of those stories that did not find their way into Rich Dad, Poor Dad actually are in the later books that you've written.
So Sharon says you have more than one book here, and we began this process of culling it down to Rich Dad 6 Basic Lessons of Money. And one of the rules in communication is K-I-S-S, keep it simple, you know what, Simon, whatever you want to call it. So what Sharon did was she took these 800 pages and she boiled it down to the 6 basic lessons. So now we had this brochure. So on April 8th, 1997, we have this little book launch. We have 1,000 copies of the book. And the only purpose of the book was to sell the board game Cash Flow. And that's why our company's name is Cash Flow. And that's how we started. The team was starting to come together. And that's how the business started to build. I say this right now about the team coming together very simply because a lot of times people go out and start something on their own and they try and do it all by themselves. I'm saying the importance of the BI triangle, the importance of advisors, the importance of a team, the importance of mission, the importance of leadership is that oftentimes a business does not come together all at once. This is now a 2 or 3 year process via which we're coming together. The book is finally written and we have this one game, one book, and we launch. And of course, no book company wants it. No distributor wants it. No bookstore wants the book. And we're sitting there again with a bad communications problem. But the thing is, the reason you want to learn these different skills or hire people who know or have partners who know these skills is because each one of the sections of the BI triangle is important. Whether you're self-employed or IBM, you have a BI triangle in you. Every apartment house has a BI triangle in it. Every single family unit has a BI triangle in it. Every share of stock has a BI triangle in it. In fact, the reason it's called a BI triangle, when a true investor looks at a business, they do not look at the product. the first thing a true investor asks for is who is the management team, because money follows management. The reason so many people cannot take their ideas and get funding for it or get it off the ground is because they have no learned experience. They've been working for a company all their lives, and they have this good idea. They leap out. So when they go and see an investor, the investor says, who's your team? Well, I don't have one. I'm it. Why don't you give me some money? And they don't lend money on products or ideas. They lend money on the team. So that's a very important lesson to learn. The other part of this lesson I've already said before, I want you to hear this. It takes time. It takes time for these pieces to come together. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 years to find the right team, the right mix, the right experience level. Sometimes team members come and sometimes team members go. You don't get along. It takes time to build a business in the B quadrant. So be gentle to yourself. I'm going into some advisors. Rich Dad said this to me. The reason I want to learn to sell, to communicate, to learn about communications, to learn about cash flow is because I want to have the skills to build a big business, the skills to serve many more people. For instance, prior to Cashflow Tech, I was doing seminars. I could talk to maybe 500 people at a time. But that is limiting. If I wanted to serve more people or be more generous, then I had to have different skills. I had to have a team of these different skills to serve more people. So we're going to go into selling, let's say. The reason I went to learn to sell was so I could have the skills to serve more people. Many times I've met so many people who have great talent, but they can't sell. So they have this great talent, they can't sell, so they don't serve that many people. You get a lot more money, you can become rich with the more people you serve.